Welcome back to the Two Mutts podcast presented by Pete's Concrete. I am Josh Marshall and I am riding solo this evening. I'm going to do a short little pod kind of by myself. And it's just kind of a catch up on, I had an amazing counseling session the other day. A couple nights ago at Mind Buffs, and I just kind of wanted to talk about you know how awesome it was to kind of just sit there and open up and not have to feel judged and not have to feel shamed about what I'm going through, and how you know these last 5-6 months have been in my life. So it is kind of pretty amazing to just sit there and then, you know, and talk to someone and find ways to get better and have someone listen and again not judge. You know, that I know some people might be not for counseling or not, but you know, I've had a great experience in this journey of counseling, and it is just one session, and you know, I got another one booked, and you know, I've done some things in the past in terms of this and just haven't really worked out. The chemistry really wasn't there, and this was just awesome for me, with a lot of the trauma that I've gone through in my life and a lot of the tough moments I've had over the years, you know, dating back to, you know, finding my father, you know, in his bedroom when he took his own life, and losing him at the age of 14, and, you know, my dad dying at the age of 46 and 2 days before Christmas. And that obviously changing our lives forever. At that moment in life, you is the biggest moment in your life where you need your father, and losing my dad was really hard. And you know, he went through a lot. He went through a lot of stuff himself, and you know, that was it for him. And you know, I miss him every day, and try to make him proud, and try to continue to hold up, you know, that legacy, or just make him a pretty proud father and looking down on us. And one day I'll get to see him again and be with him, and you know, I just wish he was here, and you wish you can talk to him and whatnot. But you know, that day will come someday here, and you know, get to see him again, and you know, it hurts. And you know, I think a lot of what I probably do now for kids are in minor hockey, and taking these kids to practices and morning skates and getting to meet some NHL players is, you know, it kind of rewards me in a way, and you see the reward in these little kids' faces. And yeah, it's pretty sweet to see the hockey community come together in a moment like this. And you know, I'm very grateful for the people I have in hockey who have helped me get through some really bad times in my life. And you know, the hockey's everything I have, and it's the relationship I'll have for the continued days of my that I have on this earth. And you know, I miss my dad, and I know that he's happy for me in terms of helping grow some relationships here in hockey, and things I never got as a kid, I can do for kids now. And some of these kids will never meet some NHL players, and they've gotten to meet some NHL players, and And in life, you just want to reward, you know, moments like these to the kids that deserve them, because, you know, there are so many great people in hockey, and they're so many loving and supportive and just full of joy. And, you know, they care for these kids. And, you know, look at what Tyler Toffoli's done for me and for kids close to me, and, you know, Trevor Lewis and Enzi Kopitar and Matt Benning. You know, a lot of these guys are, you know, just wonderful people. And we need more people like this in the world, and we don't have enough of them. And it means a lot to grow these processes in life. And you know, I'm looking forward to what the summer holds for moments like these, and the continue to see the season that's going to come up next year, and in moments like this too. But I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the people in hockey, my mom, my brothers. You know, they've gone through some tough times here over the years, and December 22nd was probably like the last good day I had, like the last happy day I had here. You know, I've had some little good moments throughout some days since that December 22nd day. And it's kind of up and down, and it's been a bit all over the place, but, you know, getting professional help now will help me find better days in my life and continue success in terms of, you know, getting the right help and putting the right people in my life, and not having people hurt me anymore. You know, and you know, like I was in an amazing relationship and with someone that I thought was right for me, but fortunately that is not the case. And you know, I'm a true lover, and I, you know, and it's something you want back, but sometimes it doesn't make sense. And when you lose those relationships, they hurt. It will make you stronger in the end. And, you know, when you didn't do nothing wrong and someone just walked away from you, that's tough. And, you know, you kind of look like a fool fighting for something that you're the only one fighting for. You're like putting 99% of the work in, and you know, the other person is putting less than 1% in. And it's like, you know, how are you doing that when you walked away from me, when, you know, like you maybe weren't wanting to walk away from me, but then you're either, yeah, it's just tough. So accepting that is a hard thing, and getting better in those days of accepting it and being like, all right. And, you know, like, you in life, you got to admit when you've done some things wrong and haven't done some things that are really that good, and accepting blame. Yeah. Accepting blame is hard. And, you know, when you can accept it and own up to it, and then make sure going forward you're not making those mistakes ever again, is important. And you know, like someone that doesn't accept blame, they're pretty much just a narcissist. And who wants to be around someone that's a narcissist and they want to blame you or blame the world for their wrongdoings in life? And they never want to sit there or feel sorry or say sorry. They just put their blame on others and they don't accept blame themselves. And I guess maybe over this time, I've realized that this person I love for the last year or so, you know, maybe wasn't the right person for me. And I was kind of maybe not seeing the red flags that should have been there in the first place, that were there, but I was just ignoring them. And, So that's obviously pretty tough, and no one wants to be around someone that's a narcissist and that wants to hurt others or hurt you, or you know, but you just gotta wish the best for them and hope that they can find the professional help and seek better days in their life and find better days in their life, but so they don't hurt others and they don't hurt themselves. And you know, right now I'm going to be selfish in terms of just getting myself healthy and getting myself right. And I got so many great counseling sessions booked at Mind Buffs, and I have a great therapist, and yeah, just super grateful for that. And you know, I'm looking forward to you know, having some better days here. And they have been tough. It's weird that you can go like almost 5-6 months of like not good days at all, and overthinking, and you know, emotional, crying a lot and questioning things a lot. But you know, you just, when you've given your heart to someone and your, the keys to you, your heart to someone, and when the relationship is just getting going, it's just starting and it's just great, you don't think it's ever going to end. And when it ends, you're just like, whoa, like, it's hard. And, you know, I've done some reading and some studies, and it sounds like, you know, grief like this could last like a year of losing someone, and it does get better. And that does get better, but yeah, I hope I can find some better days. And I think the 2 days ago was probably somewhat closest to the best day I've had since December 22nd. And you know, just opening up and counseling was helpful. And yeah, just kind of, I think people, we really need to take care of our mental health and take care of our thoughts that race through our minds and through our heads. And, you know, so we know that we're going to get through this. And, you know, there are people in your life that are there for you. And I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my family, my hockey community, because, you know, they love me and I love them. And they know that, you know, where my heart is with helping people. And it, right now it's time to help myself, and then I can get back to helping other people and, you know, building those great moments for the people in minor hockey and whatnot, and, you know, building those beautiful friendships and relationships that that have grown from that. So looking forward to this summer in terms of getting the right help and finding some good days and getting through, and the professional help is going to be amazing. And for people that are on the fence of getting it, I would highly recommend Mind Buffs for anyone at all ages, all levels. That, like, there's so many great resources in that place that you know, whatever you're going through, they have the resources there to help you. And I'm happy and grateful that I made these right steps to get there. So it took a lot. I had a few appointments and I canceled because I wasn't ready. And the other night, Tuesday night, I went in there and it was amazing. I know more great days are going to come, because I'm going to keep doing that once a week. And yeah, just super grateful for it. And we'll finish up on that. Just wanted to kind of go there and just kind of open up a little bit. I've known, done some in the past, and yeah, just felt like tonight, just sitting there recording and cry a little bit and just enjoy life as we can, because we get one go around in this world and we got to make the most of it, because life is short. So to everyone that's struggling or going through something, we're all here for you. There are people here for you. Don't ever give up. It's okay not to be okay. It's okay to have some struggles in life, but just remember, there are people there that are out there that love and care for you. I've seen that a lot over these last 5-6 months because, I've had some suicidal thoughts and a few attempts, and that's just being me being honest. It's not worth it at the end of the day. That's not the way God wants you to go out. So just keep fighting through and reach out. There's a number to call. There's resources, and MindBuffs is a place I would strongly recommend if you're looking for it. So love you guys. Thanks for listening, and we'll chat again here very soon. Take care.
This public service announcement is brought to you by our friends at CDN. Here's a crazy thought. Not all teamwear needs a team logo. Stand out in the crowd and rep your team colors with one of CDN's hockey hats. Listen, these hats are phenomenal. We just got ours a little while ago, and we've been wearing them nonstop. You know when you find a hat you love and you just can't take it off? Yep, that's how we feel with our CDN hat. Every time we wear it out, we get asked, "Where did you get that hat?" I know what you're thinking. How can I get one? Cue the details. Shop online 24/7 at www.wearecdn.ca and use the promo code 2MUTS for 15% off your order. Again, that's www.wearecdn.ca to get your new favorite hat and use the discount code 2MUTS at checkout for 15% off your order. Now back to the show.
If it's done right the first time, you don't have to redo it. If you get Pete's Concrete to pour your driveway, you don't need a repeat. When your patio is a PDO, you don't need a repeat. When Pete's Concrete fixes your sidewalk, all it takes is once. You don't need a repeat. And if your basement leaks, a Pete's repair helps avoid a repeat. Get it done right the first time with the colors and textures you want so you don't have to redo it. For concrete, you can choose Pete's or repeats. Pete's Concrete.
Coach Rupper here from 2MUTS. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. Now let's grab a knee. Have I got a deal for you? We have teamed up with Manscaped, and we can save you some big-time coin this upcoming NHL season. Guys, are your sticks and pucks getting hairy in the corners? And gals, is your goalie still using horsehair Coopers? Well, let's wake up! Use the code 2MUTS to save 20% plus free shipping on Manscaped products. Listen, we all love to score, and we all want to win the cup. Why not do it on a fresh, clean, smooth sheet of ice? That way we all win. Manscaped is the only way to go. Again, the code is 2MUTS to save 20% plus free shipping on Manscaped products. Now let's bring it in. Manscaped on three. 1, 2, 3.
Our NHL news and notes segment is brought to you by Sheena Boychuk. Yes, you heard that last name right. That's Sheena Boychuk. As a licensed realtor, Sheena has you covered to buy and sell your home in this hot market. She also offers home consulting services to help you upgrade your living space. Check her website out at SheenaBoychuk.com and tell her the 2MUTS podcast sent you. Realty by Design, your design approach to real estate.